Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Christ Came to Fulfill the Law. In Matthew 5:17, many commentators think that Jesus shifts gears and goes a whole new direction in terms of discourse. But I don't think so. I think there is a contextual continuity in view here. Note, repentance is required to enter the kingdom. 4:17. What repentance looks like in the life, the Beatitudes, 5:1-12. The influence of living out kingdom ethics, 5:13-16. And the basis of kingdom ethics, righteousness, 5:17-20. The controlling subject in this whole context is the kingdom of heaven and how kingdom citizens should live. So with all that background in mind, note Matthew 5:17. Where Jesus says, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." How do the Old Testament scriptures tie in with this kingdom teaching emphasis put forth by Christ? Is this a whole new thing without any connection to the Old Testament scriptures? Christ makes the strong point that there is an ongoing connection. The law refers to the first five books of the Bible, often called the Law of Moses. The prophets refers to the rest of the Old Testament given through the prophets. The law emphasizes the legal code that the Jews were mandated to live under. The prophets called the people to repentance and to align with this code, and also look forward to a promised coming Messiah deliverer. The law and the prophets is often a way to refer to the entire Old Testament. Sometimes a third division was referenced as seen in the Law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, Luke 24:44. Either way, this was a way of referencing the entirety of the Old Testament scriptures. Christ did not come to destroy any part of the Old Testament. The word destroy means to abolish, to throw down, or to demolish. This word was often used in reference to the demolition of a building in the sense of destroying it or tearing it down completely. Christ did not come to tear down and destroy the law or the prophets, but properly understood to enhance its fulfillment. Bible Knowledge Commentary says, Jesus was not presenting a rival system to the law of Moses and the words of the prophets, but a true fulfillment of the law and the prophets. End of quote. Christ said he did not come to destroy the law or the prophets, but rather to fulfill. The key to understanding what Christ meant is having a proper understanding of the word fulfill. What did Christ mean when he said he came to fulfill the law and the prophets? In what sense did he fulfill the Old Testament scriptures? There are actually three main ideas about what this may mean. Some emphasize fulfill means prophetically. Some emphasize obediently. He fulfills them obediently. He obeys the law. And then spiritually. The problem is that in a sense, all of these are true, and there certainly is overlap here. Prophetically, Christ came to fulfill all the Old Testament types and prophecies. They all find fulfillment in him as he taught the two disciples on the Emmaus Road. Note there in Luke 24:44, then he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." He came to fulfill it. Others take it that Christ fulfilled the law and the prophets in the sense that he obeyed them perfectly. Repeatedly, we find in the New Testament that Christ was without sin, which is to say he obeyed the law of God perfectly. 1 John 3:4-5, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. These views are true theologically, but in context, I think there is a third view that is actually the preferred view or emphasis. The word fulfill means to fill out, to expand, or to complete. It does not mean to bring to an end, but rather to develop in a fuller sense. The focus in this section is in relationship between Jesus' teaching and that of the Old Testament scriptures, not so much on his actions. So the fulfill emphasis is probably not so much on Jesus obeying the scriptures, but rather on giving them their full intended meaning. In context, this is the sense in the formula quotations where Jesus repeatedly says, "But I say to you," and then gives a deeper sense of the meaning of the scriptures. Jesus the Messiah came to show us the true, deeper intent of the Old Testament scriptures. John MacArthur writes, quote, "We are not to think that Jesus' teaching in the verses that follow was meant to alter, abrogate, or replace the moral content of the Old Testament law. He was neither giving a new law nor modifying the old, but rather explaining the true significance of the moral content of the Mosaic law and the rest of the Old Testament." End of quote. Tim LaHaye says, quote, "Having laid the foundation of the message in the summary statements of the Beatitudes, Jesus now proceeds to show the superiority of his message to that of the law of Moses. The New Testament gospel is not contradictory to the Old Testament law, but rather it is the fulfillment of the spiritual intention of that law through the person and the work of Jesus Christ." End of quote. And then the ESV Study Bible says, quote, "The entire Old Testament is the expression of God's will, but is now to be taught according to Jesus' interpretation of its intent and meaning." End of quote. Pause right here for a moment to stop and soak this in. If this is true, that Jesus fulfills the Old Testament in the sense of showing its deeper meaning and intent in a way that no one ever did before, what must this be saying about his person? Realize that God, all over the place in the Old Testament, asserts that it is his prerogative to give the law. It's God's law, period. Now, Jesus is giving a deeper sense of it? What's that say about him? Matthew 7, 28, 29, "And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching." Well, why? Verse 29 says, "For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes." Jesus taught like he was God, God in a human body, which, of course, he was. D.A. Carson says, quote, "Here Jesus presents himself as the scripture's sole authoritative interpreter, the one through whom alone the Old Testament finds its valid continuity and significance. In Christ, we are not under the legal code of the Mosaic law." Romans 10:4, "Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." But here's the deal. We as believers in Christ are not under the law of Moses, but there is a glory of God ethic contained within the law, and that reality never changes. We are no longer under the law of Moses, but that does not mean we are lawless. We as believers are now under the law of Christ, as Paul calls it in 1 Corinthians 9:21. Christ now has become the rule of our life. Our behavior is now molded not by fear of penal punishment as seen under the law of Moses, but rather by a loving internal desire to please our Lord. Here is the point of continuity. It is found in the issue of love. God is love, 1 John 4:8. That never changes. This is always the standard. Jesus said the entire law and the prophets hangs on two commandments: loving God with your all and loving your neighbor as yourself, Matthew 22, 36-40. The Mosaic law framed this in terms of outward obedience with a penal code for noncompliance. No one could live up to it. But now, Jesus comes along and teaches something deeper. It's all about the heart and God changing us from the inside. God empowering us from the inside to where it's not merely about the legal code of the law, but rather about keeping the spirit of the law. This is indeed a fulfillment of the law on a deeper sense than was ever known before. Romans 8:1, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And then in verse 4, Romans 8:4, that the righteous requirement of the law might be, are you ready for this? That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. When we walk in the power of the Spirit, we are actually fulfilling the deeper intention of the law as taught by Christ, and as made possible by Christ in his first coming. Paul in Galatians 6:2 shows that the law of Christ is really the law of love. For us now, the emphasis is not merely on outward conformity to a legal code, but rather yielding to the Spirit, of which the chief fruit is love. And when we do this, we fulfill the deeper intention of the law, which is really all about a heart yielded over to and controlled by God. Romans 13:8 through 10 says, "Owe no one anything, except, great exception, owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law." This is the deeper reality that Christ came to fulfill, the love reality. Galatians 5:13-14. "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself." So we are not under the law of Moses, and yet we are under a higher law, the law of Christ, which is really the deeper spiritual fulfillment of the essence of the Mosaic law. How's that for profound? It's not contrary to it, but rather the fulfillment of it in a deeper sense, in a spiritual sense. It's in this sense that Christ came to fulfill or fill out the law and the prophets. The legal code found in the law of Moses is not binding today. However, the moral principles embodied in the law that reflect the very unchanging nature of God are still binding. Hence, 9 of the 10 commandments in the old code are repeated and applied to the new code of the new covenant that we are now under. And indeed, through new covenant Holy Spirit realities, by the grace of God, we can now live according to this higher standard as taught by Christ as we walk in the Spirit. We don't do so perfectly, but as we walk in the Spirit, we fulfill the deeper intention of the law. There is no contradiction. 9 of the 10 commandments are repeated in the New Testament with an important distinction. They are not given as law with penalty attached, but as training in righteousness for the people of God, so says William MacDonald. So, Christ's deeper fulfillment of the law. Seen in his teaching, he modeled it, he inaugurated it through his blood of the new covenant, and he sent the Holy Spirit to empower it. It's all about the living out of the love of God in our lives. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.